Options for orthopedics. What is orthopedics? Orthopedics, also known as orthopedic surgery, focuses on the care of musculoskeletal system and its parts, such as bones, joints, and soft tissue. This consultation is about planned orthopedics and not emergency trauma orthopedics. Current orthopedic services. All our main hospitals provide planned orthopedic services. Bronkleis and Prince Philip provide outpatients, inpatients, and day cases. Glanwilly provides outpatients, and Withybush provides outpatients and day cases. We also provide orthopedic outpatient clinics in Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and Tenby Hospital. Our staff provide outpatient clinics at Towan Hospital, run by Betsy Cadwallader University Health Board, to reduce some travel for patients. Temporary changes were made to planned orthopedics in the Howarthur area due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This included pausing this work for a period of time. In May 2021, inpatient care at Withybush was transferred to Prince Philip. Day cases remained. This was due to new national standards and without the available resources to address this at the hospital. Issues options aim to address. The main challenge in orthopaedic services is that we need to increase our activity to reduce long waiting times for patients. We also need to meet the new national standards, which include having dedicated orthopaedic ward areas to improve safety and 24/7 orthopaedic medical cover for planned care patients. In all the proposed options, patients who need to stay overnight, inpatients, would receive their care at Bronkleis, Prince Philip, or Neath Port Talbot Hospital, run by Swansea Bay University Health Board, and not at Withybush. This would make the temporary change permanent. Daycase procedures would be provided at Bronkleis, Prince Philip, and Withybush in all options. More day cases would take place at Withybush as the hospital would focus on less complex cases. Outpatient services would continue at Bronkleis, Glanwilly, Prince Philip, Withybush, and at the community facilities they are provided from now in all options. Option A. What is the option? Withybush would offer outpatients and focus on a greater volume of less complex patients and day cases. Prince Philip would offer outpatients and would carry our more complex planned care, inpatients and day cases, for local and regional patients. Bronkleis would continue to offer outpatients, inpatients and day cases, and Glanwilly would continue to offer outpatients. Delivery of the option. This option would deliver hospital changes within 2 years and current staffing funding for the service. Increased therapy support would be put in place in years 2 to 4 and would be subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Focusing the type of work carried out at Withybush to be less complex would support an increase in surgical operations overall. This option involves regional working with Swansea Bay University Health Board. This supports their patients who may need care at Prince Philip or for our patients who may need care in Neath Port Talbot Hospital for certain procedures. In this option, patients may be offered care outside our Howarthur area and would travel further for this. As now, due to the temporary change, patients from Pembrokeshire would continue to travel to Prince Philip Hospital for overnight inpatient operations. Staffing costs would increase by £174,000 in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £66,000. Option B. What is the option? Withybush would offer outpatients and focus on a greater volume of less complex patients and day cases. Withybush would see additional day cases through longer working hours. Prince Philip would offer outpatients and carry out more complex planned care, inpatients and day cases for local and regional patients. Bronkleis would continue to offer outpatients, inpatients and day cases. And Glanwilly would continue to offer outpatients. Delivery of the option. This option would deliver hospital changes within 2 years and current staffing funding for the service. Increased therapy support would be put in place in years 2 to 4 and would be subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Focusing the type of work carried out at Withybush to be less complex and extending working hours would support an increase in surgical operations overall. Working patterns for staff may vary due to longer working hours. This option involves regional working with Swansea Bay University Health Board, as described in option A. Patients may be offered care outside our Howarthur area and would travel further for this. Patients from Pembrokeshire would continue to travel to Prince Philip Hospital for overnight inpatient operations, as they do now due to the temporary change. Staffing costs would increase by £174,000 in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £66,000. Option C. What is the option? Withybush would offer outpatients and focus on a greater volume of less complex patients and day cases. Prince Philip would offer outpatients and carry out more complex planned care, inpatients and day cases, prioritising higher need, however, rather than regional patients. This option would increase orthopaedic activity further by providing additional beds at Prince Philip. Bronglite would continue to offer outpatients, inpatients and day cases, and Glanguilly would continue to offer outpatients. Delivery of the option. This option would deliver hospital changes within 2 years and current staffing funding for the service. Increased therapy support would be put in place in years 2 to 4 and additional beds at Prince Philip in 4 or more years, subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Focusing the type of work carried out at Withybush to be less complex would support an increase in day cases overall. Patients from Pembrokeshire would continue to travel to Prince Philip Hospital for overnight inpatient operations, as they do now as part of the temporary change. This option does not fit as well with the regional working approach because it prioritises higher need, however, rather than regional patients at Prince Philip. Staffing costs would increase by £1.122 million in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £66,000. Option D. What is the option? Withybush would offer outpatients and focus on a greater volume of less complex patients and day cases. Prince Philip would offer outpatients and carry out more complex planned care, inpatients and day cases, for local and regional patients. Bronglite would continue to offer outpatients and increased inpatients and day cases to provide surgery to more patients. And Glanguilly would continue to offer outpatients. Delivery of the option. This option would deliver hospital changes within 2 years and current staffing funding for the service. Increased therapy support would be put in place in 4 or more years and would be subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Focusing the type of work carried out at Withybush to be less complex would support an increase in day cases overall. This option involves regional working with Swansea Bay University Health Board, as described in option A. Patients may be offered care outside our Howaldtha area and would need to travel further for this. This option includes an increased service at Bronglite to provide surgery to more patients. Patients from Pembrokeshire would continue to have their overnight inpatient operations at Prince Philip Hospital, which may be further from home, as per the temporary arrangement. Staffing costs would increase by £712,000 in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £66,000.